Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's episode 12, Cheesy Tots or QVC Healthy Food Line? The struggle is real. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Tonight.
Did we miss the cue? I thought I missed the cue.
Yes, I already did it.
I really wanted to go tonight.
You can still do it.
Sam Smith in the house. It's After Buzz's Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. And we're getting down. It is Monday night. The family is back. We had some guests come in and out of the clubhouse, but we are back. It's just family tonight. And I'm with my Salvadorian sister.
Hey, that would be me. Hey, guys. It's Smitha here.
Hey, guys. It's Thomas Relina.
And I'm back. It's Haley Clover.
And I'm your host, Hollywood Lee, and we are back. It's nice to have you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the memo on the t-shirts.
Where have you been? Yeah. I'm just kidding. Nice to meet you again.
Yeah, really. I feel like I need to reintroduce myself every time.
Pleasure.
Nice to meet you again. It's the name of the episode. We open up with some fitness. Oh my God, we should have done Fergie. Working on my fitness. He's my witness. Because everybody in Orange County is working out with their daughters. Mm-hmm. And I must say, let's talk about the trainer.
I would just like to say that everyone in Orange County seems to work out in the smallest of spaces. In their ginormous homes. It's like, go outside your massive backyard.
Exactly. The ocean breeze is beautiful down there.
The small living room section.
I always think that they don't actually work out when those segments are happening. But Gina looked pretty sweaty after that workout, so maybe they're just not showing us the whole thing.
My favorite part was a dog running back and forth and barking at the trainer. So cute. Funny.
But do any of them like support Tamara and Cut Fitness? Like,
no, they don't.
We'll see a tweet. I pulled the tweet, so we'll see that later.
It's crazy. It's really insane.
Yeah.
Their merch is like hardcore.
Gina and Emily are chatting, making smoothies, talking about embryos and Shannon. And separation. Let's talk about this. Even when Gina says, when he's there, I'll leave. It's just strange. You know what I mean? When she's talking about renting that casita, she's like, when he comes home, I'll just leave. It's just weird.
So is she protecting her husband because he told her, don't say anything, I don't want to look bad on camera? Or what's going on? Because
a lot of the layers
are slowly unpeeling themselves.
I feel like there's got to be something happening. Do you think he's gay? And, like, she still loves him and they're best friends because...
Why are you trying to get us excited? You know he's hot.
I know, but I have no really good family friends where that happened and later on in life.
We have no idea.
And maybe that makes sense that she's still in love with him, but that's why they can't be together.
No, because they do it. They have sex. She said they have sex.
Yeah, she said that they hook up. They still have that chemistry, but they're still getting a divorce. That doesn't make sense.
This is probably going to come out during the reunion.
We need to see him, a little peek of something. Just like
Andy's definitely going to get in there in the reunion.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We're going to really, really dive into it. I have some little gossip that I've heard here and there, but let's talk about the smoothie making. There's a lot of details that went in there. We're talking about Shannon and how the world revolves around her. Shannon's not generally nice to the new people. Mm-hmm. It does take a little bit of time. You got to like really bond with her. But Gina was taking it to a whole different level. She made it the entire episode. And then obviously Emily's talking about the embryos. Let's talk about that real quickly.
I think Gina is, I don't know why she wants to be Shannon's friend so badly, but she might be reaching for a storyline. Like, she needs to get in with somebody outside of just talking about her, divorce. So she's vibing with Vicky. So maybe Shannon is like the only next person.
That kind of makes sense.
But I don't know if that's enough to get
her. She has a lot on her plate, but it is weird that she's kind of, being kind of clingy, almost needy with the Shannon thing.
Yeah, but then Shannon makes excuses and so does Gina. Like Shannon was saying, well, she's like 20-something years younger than me. I don't know how I can relate
to her. She said the same thing about Megan. She said the same thing about Megan.
She's just intimidated by all of them because they're younger and she's insecure. And, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the one thing that they did talk about that was super legit and it made sense was the divorce talk. And Emily's like, look, if I was a lawyer, I'd be telling her everything needs to be divided and it needs to be clean and it needs there needs to be a boundary. They're kind of in a limbo stage.
Yeah.
And
well, she even said that she was dragging her feet, too. Like, those are all the things that then I get confused again.
Exactly. I'm like,
why? You're the one that asked for the divorce.
It's going to be messy.
You know what? She's holding on that lid so tight. It's going to explode.
And it's scary that she really is not prepared. Like on last week's episode, how Vicky was telling her about the insurance and everything.
Oh, yeah,
it's
health insurance.
She really is not prepared for this. No. It's very sad.
We're still going to really dive into it. Obviously, she breaks down throughout the episode, so the lid is slowly starting to come apart. But one thing for sure is Eddie's still having heart issues, and it's really hard to see.
Terrible.
I feel kind of bad saying this, but all the first couple scenes in this episode felt really manufactured to me. It really felt set up. Even though his heart thing is real and the reactions are real, I know that they're stressed out, and I know Tamara's worried. It just felt, everything feels a little set up to me. I'm just going to say that about the episode. Not really generally about that scene. I don't want to give that scene a really hard time because it was like 5 seconds long, but it just, it played a theme throughout the whole episode. Everything felt kind of set up tonight.
You know what felt more set up to me, now that you're bringing it up, was the whole situation where they were at Shannon's house and they were all sitting on the couch and talking about where they were going on their trip.
Oh, well, that definitely
and
was.
And then they were like, oh, this is, I've heard this resort is the best one. Like, everybody's
cherry on the top.
Yeah. That for sure is made up. That's product placement and they're getting paid to go to this resort.
Probably, but I don't want to, for free. Yeah, but I don't want to watch it just to hear this, all this stuff. Like, I don't know, make it better.
Well, that's what we're going to really get into. Shannon is having a celebratory dinner. She hired a server. Let's just hope she was nice to her because I didn't see her the rest of the time. Shannon was in the kitchen doing everything herself. So, I don't know. All the girls are expressing that Shannon hasn't given them enough attention. They decide that they need to do a girls trip. And I'm getting into it in my notes already. It's saying orchestrated. The girls are slowly starting to come together, and Gina's slowly starting to crack. Let's talk about this blue eyeshadow.
Oh, my God.
Super dark, super a lot, very daytime drag. What do we think about this, Thomas?
You know what? It's the
Thomas, you wore blue eyeshadow before? Yeah.
You know what? It's the effort. I know a lot of people say a lot of negative things about some of her choices, but, I mean, she's doing it. She's doing something. I was okay with it. I don't think it was for daytime, though. Yeah. I don't think that was a daytime look.
No,
she was on Watch What Happens Live a few weeks ago, and they asked her, is there anything that you would go back and do differently? And she's like, yeah, I would listen to Tamara, and I'd hire a makeup artist and a hairstylist to do both.
Which is crazy at the same time. Like, you're hiring a makeup artist to go out to lunch.
It would have been nice, that look and that the eye color would look good in an evening party, but not during the daytime. Yeah.
Well, we're getting into the juice of the orange right away, where it looks like the girls are already getting together in the kitchen, and we're doing this. Shannon is in the kitchen, and Gina is slowly starting to reveal, like, you know what, I'm not really doing that well. I miss everybody, and I miss his kids, and I miss the dog, and I miss his mom, and I miss the cousins, and I miss his first cousins, and I miss the plants outside, and I don't know what's happening. Oh, man. Oh. And Vicky is like, oh, my God, emotion. Why is she showing emotion? Like, come on, Vicky. You've thrown yourself on the floor before. Like, let the girl cry.
Shannon cutting the meat.
Yeah. Console her. This is what she wants, to be coddled by Shannon specifically.
Shannon wants nothing to do with that
nothing.
Situation.
She's in the kitchen going, all right, thank God I'm staying away from all that. There's an outburst, and I clearly have nothing to do with it. I don't want to have anything to do with it.
I was just going to say, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but this was the first episode that I enjoyed Emily so much more than I enjoyed Gina.
Emily was great.
Yeah,
getting to a point where...
I noticed that while we were watching
I'm just like, Gina, girl, like you're just so annoying at this point. And I get it, it's tough, and that is what you would talk about because that's what you need to get off your chest.
She had a first good run.
But I need her to go to therapy because the girls don't give a shit.
She had like a first great first couple episodes. We were like, oh my God, we're going to really like her. Did she just call Vicky a loser? Yeah.
And I think now she just realized it was too much. I mean, you're on a reality show. This is going to come out for so long.
It's going to come out in Jamaica. This is going to be incredible. You're going to drink for hours. Jamaica me
crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we want to do a little poll. Guys, we really appreciate you guys being in the live chat. We really appreciate you guys commenting and giving us your love, giving us that thumbs up. We really appreciate it. Keep sending us the love in the comments because we really appreciate it. But since you're here now, let's do a poll in the live chat. Do people change? We were talking about this throughout the episode. It was kind of a common theme because this is what Gina is like, really, she's taken this to the very end. And she's basically saying, like, we're just not the same anymore. And Kelly's like, I'm the same person. I'm still immature and I'm 45. Which we all definitely agree with.
Yeah.
But do people change? Maite?
No, people don't change.
Well.
Yes. I don't think they do. I think the situations might change, but I don't think people change, especially in a situation like this.
You don't think people change from, like, the age 20 to 40?
It depends on the situation.
You mean like, it depends on the person?
Like, yeah, like, what do you mean? Like, change as in...
I mean, shit, I've changed from 20 person? To 26, so I think people can change.
I think people change all the time.
I think so, too.
Because I'm thinking about men. I just had this conversation yesterday with one of my friends, and I'm thinking, like, we had this conversation, like, do guys change? I'm like, no, men don't change.
See,
men
and that's like actually where that's I would habits. Completely You're disagree, talking more about though, habits. Because you always hear that men, you know, mature finally around, like, 40. Like, I think...
40?
Men, yeah, I know.
Maybe 70.
We got a while.
Maybe when you're Shane's dad's age.
But I do think eventually you change just because you have to. You can't do the same things. Your body physically can't be the same as you were when you were younger. Emotionally, habits. Maybe you're talking about?
Yeah, he's talking about habits.
I think you evolve, you know what I mean? I just feel like you go through things. I'm definitely not the same. The experiences shape you. So in that sense, you are kind of changing.
Yeah.
People can change physically.
Yes, ever evolving.
And have an entire transformation of life.
Yeah.
We've all seen it before, you know what I mean? So I just feel like in that sense, people can change. But you know, we've all seen that episode, that scene in Bridesmaid, where they're like, I don't think people change. And she's like, I think people change it all the time.
I don't think people change at all.
So let us know in the poll, in the chat. We'll talk about it later.
Three against one.
But for now, I understand what Gina is feeling. Shannon is being icy. She doesn't want to have anything to do with her. She's kind of just staying out of it. She's like, you know what? She looks like a fight waiting to happen. She has all these naive perspectives on divorce, and I don't want to school her. That's what it seems like to me.
Shannon's team for this one. I wouldn't want to hang out with somebody like Gina anyways because of how she has presented herself time and time again in all of these events. It's like she's tried to come for her numerous times, like accusing her of saying that she got Kelly to go into that fight when that wasn't the case.
Well, they were drunk. It kind of maybe wasn't the case on purpose, but that was the case that ended up happening. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, she did go in there and cause a bunch of stuff.
Right. I mean, people always say you should have friends that are younger than you and friends that are older than you so that you have perspectives on everything. Exactly. But they have a difference in years where you technically could be each other's mom and daughter.
Yeah.
And so could you imagine always hanging out or, like, as a best friend with your mom, like, all the time? I mean, that would be tough. You wouldn't always relate on everything. And so I can understand her being a little
Thomas is onto something. I don't know if I would want to hang out with someone like that as well, because I feel like those people are kind of emotionally draining. But in that kind of situation,
I was
just going to say it's kettle calling the pot black.
That's why they're too so similar.
Because I think Shannon is mature enough to realize that, so she's pulling away because she's like, I can't have another one of me. Maybe.
No, I mean, I think Shannon's just being a bit of a bee. But
Shannon is very kettle pot kettle. She's very, very much like that. For her to kind of be like, she is very emotionally draining, it's the same exact thing. So in that sense, I don't get. But I do kind of get when she's saying, look, I'm going through a lot of things. I have divorce on my hand. I'm trying to figure out my life. I didn't know that water was a utility.
Yeah.
Trying to hang out with Gina is the last thing on my mind.
Yeah, I get that.
So I kind of get in that perspective. But if we're going to go the route that they're both emotional, like, it's just...
It's not going to work.
Yeah, it's definitely...
Could you imagine both of them having a heart-to-heart and then talking all about, like, their troubles together?
They could,
like,
probably that would be bond!
They would, but that would be for the next season
if Shannon gets picked up. Yeah, because Shannon's very clicky. She likes being in that... small group of her, Vicky, Tamara.
She does.
It took a lot of work to get to that point. And Kelly teetering on the inside outside.
Yes.
And yeah, it does take a lot. But once you're in, it's like we're the core group of girls.
The
and
walls
the
come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I see Tamara. Some chat in the live chat. I love it. Some Tauruses. I'm Team Taurus because I'm a Taurus. I love that. Yeah, but Shannon can be a little icy sometimes. We'll leave it at that. Jolie, though, has a huge heart. Aww. She has compassion. Where did she get it from? Because Kelly is coming off kind of a bit manufactured, even in that scene as well. I feel like Jolie, when she brought her emotion to it, that's what made me really love the scene because I really wasn't feeling Kelly until she was like, oh, you have a big heart. Then it slowly started to come out, but I don't know.
Well, keep in mind, she saw her, like, parents divorce, and she's been through it. She was the one in the house during this time period, so I think, you know, kids are young enough to know and realize things and pick up things faster than
I think she's great. I love Jolie. I think we should vote her for most valuable player of the episode.
I really actually loved that scene.
MVP is going to go to Jolie. We should play We Are the Champions.
She's a two-time MVP.
Oh, yeah. Earlier.
She is a two-time MVP. Mm-hmm.
She is a two-time MVP. We love her. She's serving mac and cheese and helping out and learning how to mop, which is very important.
Well, how about the cameo of the director of that place? She's great.
When Kelly she's was great. Like, she's had a maid her whole life, I need a teacher, and she just walked by.
Yes, because she's like, I can't believe you're having this conversation
exactly.
with me right
she's
now.
Like, I cannot hear about your maid right now. Yes. We're in a food shelter for people that are less fortunate, and you're talking about your maid. Like, come on, stop.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Like, she kind of turned me off in that sense.
Yeah.
But I do love that she took her daughter there, and I loved Jolie. I thought she was fantastic.
Yeah. And it's good going at that age, too, because you never forget it, and then as the years go on, you keep wanting to do it
again.
Well,
and more and more, I think that they need to be going for Kelly and not Jolie, because I couldn't believe how surprised she was when she was getting so emotional. Mm-hmm. You know, she almost, like, didn't even know what to say or to how to, you know, be like,
comfort her.
Yeah, but I thought it was
okay. Did you feel some awkwardness?
She was getting closer. She was like, they're there.
And it's because
it wasn't just me.
No, and it's because they're usually, she talks to her like one of the girlfriends and not like that close mother-daughter relationship. At least not what I've seen.
I don't know the personal life, you know? And be like a little snuggle bunny. That'd be crazy.
I still do that. I'm 26.
You know what I mean. Like, I feel weird that can happen. I feel bad. But anyways, Shane and Emily are at Fig and Olive. Diet Cokes and bathing suits.
And skinny fries.
I just have to say.
Skinny fries.
I don't want to jump in your lead, but Shane said something that actually made me laugh today, and I couldn't believe it.
Oh, he was hilarious.
Skinny fries?
But let's talk about the wardrobe again. Oh, my God, guys. We need to help him with the wardrobe. Emily... Take him out shopping, girl.
But why? She doesn't have, like, an amazing style. She has the same hairdo every day. You know, she hasn't done it much. I'm not saying it's a bad style.
Together.
I'm just saying it's not.
I've never really noticed, like, her style, if it's, like, incredible or bad.
Well,
it's
that's
just
what I mean.
Like,
I wouldn't look at her and be like, oh, my gosh, you have amazing style.
You know what I do notice?
Style your husband.
Her body is banging. I think Emily's body is banging. I like that she's got curves, and I think she's great.
Yeah, and she's not afraid to wear those platforms when she's out with Shane.
I do love that.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorite people to follow. I just follow her on Instagram, and she was, like, doing this dance from Jamaica, actually. Oh. We should pull that up, actually. Maybe Josh can find that for us on
her Instagram.
Yeah, on her Instagram, Emily from Real Housewives. Yeah, it's a post. It's a video of her dancing in Jamaica with Tamara, doing some 90s moves, and her body is banging.
Do we think at this point in the show, because we're basically halfway, do we think that Emily deserves another orange for the next season?
I do, but I do have some stuff to say about this actual lunch, and let's get into it, because it looks like Shane is having a blast. God, this just seems like torture, and this just might be reaching. I don't really believe that she wants another kid. I feel like this is like a storyline. Until, like, when she went to the doctor and she really got emotional about the embryos, then I really connected on that level. I could understand the emotional attachment. But as far as having another kid, it just seems so unrealistic to me.
I think she really doesn't want one. The idea of another daughter and a sister for Annabelle more than she wants a baby. She can't let go of the fact that she wouldn't have a sister like
I get she it, did. But it feels like it's part of the show. I feel like it's part of the show. I feel like they're reaching. It's like a storyline.
I think she's pretty genuine.
Really? Yeah,
at least the way I took it.
No, like when she went to the doctor, I totally felt like it was all real. But at that lunch, it just felt like a dead-end tunnel.
Well,
like,
what I always feel is more awkward is I imagine that Shane doesn't react like that when they're together and there's no cameras. Because I can't imagine that he's that... just, you know, blunt and cold all the time when your wife is clearly in pain or really dealing with something.
No, but this is a really serious subject. You got to be black and white with it. He's standing on a firm no.
There's a way, though, to be like,
they have
honey,
five kids.
I totally understand and I love you and I get where you're coming from and I'm really sorry. I just can't. I physically can't.
Did you see the twin toddlers running around?
Listen, they were so five
cute.
Kids is
so ridiculous. Cute. And Annabelle is a doll. She's gorgeous.
Right.
But I see, like, it's a handful. I just don't see it.
I can see where you're saying, like, you know, they need to stretch out a storyline for
they
her.
They gotta be so on the same page.
They pulled that out because that's something I do to feel talk like it's, about yeah. and relatable.
Well, it's making Sorry. Yeah, it makes it seem very, I mean, to me, watching it, very believable. And I think it's because she was so open about her story and her struggle.
That was really sad.
No, that part you know? I totally believe, and I totally believe it's real. Let's not get it twisted. All that emotional stuff about the embryos and all that stuff, I totally believe in that. When he was giving down like the list of options and he said destroy, even like my heart dropped a little bit. I totally get all that part. I'm talking about specifically at the lunch at Fig and Olive.
That conversation that they were
conversation,
having.
It felt like a dead end tunnel. Like he's like, no. And she's like, well there's like nothing else to talk about.
Well, and that's how these lunches go. This is how they're filmed. They literally say, you guys need to go to lunch here. We're going to film because they get permission at all these places before they actually go and film.
Of course.
And then they literally just let them go for like however many hours. Like that's how the whole Kyle Richards, Camille, the what's her name? The medium, that whole thing was like a 7 hour long dinner. And that didn't happen until the last like 30 minutes.
Yeah, no, totally.
So they probably have talked about this kind of stuff already. Like, three times, and then you see the, like, last reaction that he's had now again.
I just feel like we need something else to talk about.
I agree that.
In reality, what else are they going to talk about?
Well, I thought that they were going to talk about Tamara's friend, but I don't think Emily wants to go there. The friend that Tamara dropped. Because that's what the commonality. Mm-hmm. Remember Tamara's gay friend?
The guy friend, yeah.
Are you talking about the messy gay?
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a storyline. It never came up.
That could be a storyline, and it could be a way to integrate Gretchen Jamaica. Back in.
It'll probably come up in Jamaica.
You think so?
Well, I don't know. What I do know is that Vicky is making turkey pita sandwiches things, and it looked really delicious.
It did.
She's having all the kids over, and Steve's daughter's boyfriend is kind of hot. Let me just say that.
Yes.
Everyone is all coupled up. The kids are coupled up, and of course... Vicky's desperate and bringing up marriage, and it's honestly just getting old.
And I feel bad for her son's girlfriend.
I mean, they made light of it.
Yeah, totally.
They made light of it, and it was a great scene.
Got to be so used to it by now. But I'm just, they were prepared. Oh god! Like
second MVP should go to Walter the pug.
Yeah, he's cutie.
He's very cute.
I don't know. Archie's adorable.
Every time she brings it up, I just get so uncomfortable. I'm just like, you know, he's not into it. Like, he would have done it already, unless he's, like, wanting to do it on his own time. But you gotta just wait it out.
At least she's saying something different this time. She's kind of saying, like,
she's shit
or get off the pot. Yeah, like, she's like, you need to do it or, you know,
she's
what are
all
we doing?
Talk, though.
I know, she really
if
is.
If he was like, we're not getting married, she'd be like, okay, well, I'll stay a few more months and we'll just see.
Yeah,
and
then they've broken up before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, yeah, but it was really secretly. She didn't want anybody to know that.
Well, before we go any further.
Yes, please, let's talk about it. Subscribe to our channel.
Yes, you guys, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality, TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no other network that works harder. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help you continue to have AfterBuzz grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. Let us know you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for making AfterBuzz TV what it is, and go ahead and subscribe right now.
Woohoo! Yeah, and we'll shout you out, and thank you for being in the live chat with us, and we appreciate the comments calling us out when we need
it. I appreciate your comments from last week. I got called out, chewed, spit, everything in between, and it was so unfair. You guys, I made a mistake. I admitted it. I put it on these comments.
She failed geography class.
More importantly, though, now you know.
Now I know. So, and we realized it as soon as the show stopped. So, yeah, it was a careless mistake.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, it's yes. In the same state.
I would like to give everyone as a blanket statement a geography lesson, and I think this is only people that are from the West Coast, because I have noticed that people from the West Coast don't learn geography like us East Coasters, and you guys don't know that West Virginia and Virginia are two totally different states. So I'm just going to throw that out there as a fun fact for the day.
Thank you, Miss Clover.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
We're all at the doctor, and the Perrys are there, the in-laws, and this is what we were talking about, so now we can really get into it, because I don't want you guys to think that I just didn't believe Emily at all. Like, it was just the lunch, and I feel like the baby thing could be a storyline that they pulled out of the file. But when it comes to this doctor visit, obviously the heartstrings were pulled a little bit. I don't like to see anybody cry. Yeah. And that the way that they described it, it was crazy. But let's talk about something really quickly before we get into something really serious. Other than the Persian Connection comments, that were hilarious. I loved all the Persian comments. Yeah. Hilarious. Now we know what Shane is going to look like in 20 years. Did you see his dad?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It
looks just like him.
It looks just like him.
I love their relationship, though, and I don't see Emily and Shane having that same relationship, but who knows?
Well,
that's not all I can say there. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I was totally like focused on how cute the toddlers were. I wasn't
they were
really
so
noticing
so
everything else in
you
the
know
scene.
What? I will say, we've heard of Emily's struggles in the past with pregnancy and everything, and I think it like really hit me today. I could not imagine going through what she's gone through and how many times she tried. I didn't realize that she carried twins till 4 months.
That's
and
awful.
Then lost.
She's exhausting. Been through so much.
Like, yeah. I mean,
that's why
even...
I don't want to downplay like what I was saying earlier.
God, no.
Like, she's been through a lot,
totally.
And my heart goes out to her. Talking about TV land right now. TV land, TV
totally.
Land.
Yeah.
That is real life land, and yeah. That is awful. She's been through so much. Yeah. She had so many miscarriages.
Six, she said.
Awful.
But you can't even imagine the ups and downs just because of your hormones alone. Like, not even just the I lost my baby. It's like physically you can't control the hormones that she probably had too. And I can't imagine how tough that was.
Yeah, so. When she described it and she described the nurses crying and all that, I felt in that
moment. Oh my God, it was awful. Like, I cried.
Yeah.
It was awful. I that is just...
Yeah, it's terrible.
Very terrible, but I love the lightness that she brings to it with the Persian Connection jokes.
Yeah.
Persian connections work really well in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
so she's
they
onto
sure
something.
Do.
We all love the Shahs. Watch Maite on it. Here on AfterBuzz TV.
She has guests coming in.
We do. I can't say, though. But watch Thursday at 8.
And the juiciness of the episode is Kelly and Shannon, they're out to lunch. They're both tired. Let me just say my favorite part of the episode. Shannon is on a health kick. She's launching a QVC health food line. She comes in and orders a light beer and says...
Which there's really no such thing.
These cheesy tots look really pretty good. Favorite part of the episode. Favorite part of the episode. I even tweeted it. Cheesy tots. Cheesy tots.
My mouth is watering.
Can we get some cheesy tots
if
up in here, please?
If you actually watch the playback, her fork is in Kelly's.
Stop it. You know, like, I was thinking, they film for so long. They show everything on purpose. They're so shady when it comes to the editing.
Well,
I
we
love
were
it.
Wondering if when Shane ordered just skinny fries, if they had edited out the rest of his order to make it look like he just ordered skinny fries.
Oh, my God. We'll have to find that out. That was hilarious. Someone in the comments said, you know, Bethany's trying to sue him. Like, skinny fries, that's Brandon.
Yeah.
That's a great comment.
Mike Bowman, I love that. And someone was talking about the energies, which I really like. Let me find it really quick. She's saying that, Oh, Gina is a yellow aura, light, airy, bubbly, and Shannon is like a sense of purple. Can be a red loving, but still has that dark blue gloom. Ooh. Just saying on an energetic level. I love that.
Wow. Okay.
I see colors, girl. I know that stuff. I love it. Yeah, a light beer and cheesy tots. Incredible. Iconic.
Iconic.
Kelly and Michael are getting along.
I know, that was surprising.
She's like, I never would have thought. Shannon's like, that's not happening.
Yeah.
That's not happening. You know, he's going through something. A Portia and that woman on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't think that's actually happening with Shannon, but
they bring up Gina again, and Shannon calls it an outburst, and she's like, yeah, what was up with that outburst? Because I wasn't anywhere near it.
Yeah, right.
What's going on? And yeah, Emily talking about me not being fun. She's Killer Emily. Oh, when she said Killer Emily, I was loving it.
She called her out.
Kelly is totally trying to stir the pot, and she loves it when Shannon is bad.
Yeah, she does. Because it makes her get away with all
the stuff. It was the Prosecco and the light beer. What are we talking about? This boundaries thing. This talking about people's marriages. She tried to get in with Shane and Emily for a quick second. She's like, do you think they have a bad marriage? And she's like, oh God, look, I'm not doing that again. No. So let's talk about that before we get into some news and gossips.
I mean, I think we've already talked about their marriage. I think it's just a confusing relationship, to be honest. I think we've seen sides where they're like really not compatible, or at least I feel like I see zero chemistry whatsoever. And then you see times where you're like, okay, they're holding hands and they're being cute. Or
I like when, like, he kind of gives her like crap, like in the beginning with the Tamara bathing suit comment.
See, that was what made me
funny.
Laugh.
They're laughing.
That was funny.
No, I was talking about more like the whole lunch with Kelly and Shannon, and talking about the Gina thing and like the priorities and the boundaries. Talking about the boundaries, because Shannon literally just commented like everything else, and
now,
she got roasted.
If there was a scene that seemed manufactured to me, it would have been that one.
Oh,
like,
really?
I feel like that could be where a producer was like, "Listen, we want you guys to talk about like that whole situation and their relationships." And so Kelly just comes out and is like, so, do you think?
Oh, Kelly, I love her. Well, let's get into some news and gossip, because it's really, really good tonight. Yes!
Breaking news.
Haley.
Yes, where are we starting? Okay, so Jim Bellino, everybody.
Ew!
Yeah, so he's demanding that Tamara hands over her text messages in their legal battle. They have a hearing set for December. I didn't realize it was going this far. Have any of you guys read up on this?
So she's supposed to, like, testify or something in, like, situation?
I have to be honest, and this is bad that I'm getting the news.
How is she involved?
I didn't read in too far. So if you guys are in the chat, please talk about it.
Okay, Jim Bellino and Alexis Bellino are getting divorced, and there's all messiness there.
Right.
And they're trying to subpoena Tamara to go in there.
To talk on someone's behalf? Or was she slandering someone? That's why they need text messages?
No, what it's the mess is between Jim Bellino and Alexis, and they're trying to send Tamara in there to talk about any type of abuse. And she's like, I don't like any of these mofos.
Right.
Yeah.
So is Alexis asking for help and summoning Tamara?
I don't really know, to be honest with you.
It's a little confusing.
It really is. I think in the evidentiary kind of department, I just made up that word.
No, you didn't. Legally Blonde.
Thank you. Okay, in the evidentiary support department, I'm feeling like Tamara has to go to court because in some way involved, she's tied in somehow.
Well, listen, if they subpoena her, she has no choice.
So exactly.
We'll
so
see.
She's
maybe
gone.
Past episodes two or something that she might
we'll
have said.
We'll really find out what's happening. What's the other news?
Yeah.
Let's see what's next.
Let's see. It might just be tweets. Some of our...
No,
oh, no.
We have one more piece.
Yeah, I sent in one other piece.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, so
oh my God,
Shannon
Stop
Madore
it.
Is working now and developing her own fitness gear and apparel. And
Stop
yay,
it.
I'm
yes.
so excited.
And
Thomas,
are you?
Stop
really,
it.
Thomas?
She's coming out with
no
the workout line.
It.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, so let me tell you, before we get into this one, she also mentioned that she is planning to open up her own chain of restaurants in the near future.
She is skinny
and because
now.
It's like QVC yeah. is just working out so great for her, and she's already in talks with several major financiers to expand her empire and restaurants.
Well, listen, she could be the next like Lisa Rinna with that.
She is
on
skinny,
QVC.
But she's not like.
But I don't.
Well,
let me,
super
but I don't
cuts.
Think of her as a fitness person. Tamara
yeah.
should be creating her own
oh my,
fitness
why
line.
Why is isn't Tamra going crazy right now?
She's stealing. She probably is. She also says she's lost 50 pounds since her split from David.
Yeah.
So that has a lot to do with it. And, okay, so she's developing her own line of fitness gear and apparel and her own line of wellness shakes, too. So the girl is, like, doing a bunch of stuff.
Your girl, Thomas. Thomas loves Shannon.
I do. You know what? She really has, like, done what she's needed to do, especially after the divorce. This is what women and men and whoever should do after. Build your business and do something with your platform. What are you going to be on Housewives Forever and not do anything?
He's right.
You got to capitalize on all of this stuff. Take advantage.
100%.
Be Erica Jane and say yes to everything.
Yeah. Sometimes these Housewives are just shame in her on. Game. They're just on and they don't do anything. And then they're out and then they're like, oh, what did I do for 4 years? I didn't do anything.
Right. So this is a spoiler alert in case you guys didn't know, Shannon has a new boyfriend, and he's accused of abuse and failure to pay child support to his ex. So apparently his ex, they both share custody of a two-year-old. They both have a two-year-old daughter.
She's thirsty, the ex.
And, she wrote, she wrote this comment on one of Shannon's posts and said, hi, tell Scott that his child support check bounced and that he still owes me $6,889. And also, the judge granted me a sole legal and physical custody of a three-year permanent restraining order after a 10-day domestic violence hearing. Otherwise, I would relay the message.
Stop trying to get on TV.
Yes. And she continued and she says, but since you're staying in penthouse suites and flying first class, paying the $6,889 in back due child support shouldn't be an issue. So she's writing all this stuff, and this is like her own, I guess, method of communicating with Shannon's boyfriend. And yeah.
So I mean, my boyfriend dealt with all of that when he was growing up, and it's really terrible because he was old enough to realize that his dad wasn't paying child support and all that kind of stuff. So I feel bad for her, and I can't imagine how hard that is, especially if he's not answering.
And he comes from a broken home, too.
Oh, yeah. Liam really loves my boyfriend. I have to, sleep with one eye open here. He
comes from a broken home. I'll have to take care of him.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm just kidding. Oh, let's get into our Twitter sphere. We have lots of tweets tonight.
Yes, let's pull them up.
Yeah, pull out those tweets, Josh. Pull it out already. We've been waiting.
All right, this one is from Lauren.
Yeah, this is all big.
All this women working out and none of them going to cut fitness speaks volumes.
That's what I Lauren. Said.
All the tweets. Yes. I didn't want to spoil it, but we're going to get into everything we talked about tonight.
Gosh, this what one is that about?
Yeah.
Is from Mame Castle. Gina's divorce saga is annoying. First it's all rainbows, then it's, quote, we are getting divorced, but we're best friends. Now it's, quote, I can't even go out for cocktails without crying through my Tammy Faye blue glitter eyeshadow about my struggle. All within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I feel like
the tweets I pulled out before the show is everything that we were discussing tonight.
Please read this.
That's why I love Twitter.
Damn, Gina.
Lisa. Damn, Gina. Do you want to be center of attention or are you just freaking needy? Normal people don't become besties when they first meet.
That's it's true. Let's not be so needy. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, the next episode we should play Go Gina. Damn Gina.
While we're on tweets, we have one more from Karen Rock. We need better storylines on Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah, we do.
Shannon Bedore is the only one with a legit interesting story as she transformed from housewife to entrepreneur business mogul.
Yeah.
Oh, calm down. Let her be successful first, and then you can call her a mogul.
Such a good role model for her daughters to know women can pick up the pieces and move on and succeed on their own. Yes, Karen.
I agree with that.
But let's not call her a mogul just yet.
This is the best one.
Yes.
Oh, can we zoom in a little bit on that one?
If not, guys, this is Tamra Judge. Who is the newest endorser of Poopery?
Oh, my God. Poopery. I have, and I use this in New Orleans. It works.
It does. Me too. It works. I've used it.
By the way, it's the best. If you have any type of, like, public, pooping in public anxiety,
this will help you.
This is the best thing that ever has happened. But it was really funny. If you go on her Twitter, there's actually a video of her doing the endorsement. And she's like, I work out so much. And, you know, just when you work out, you just have to poop really bad after. And I was like, oh, my God.
We all love a good poop. Let's get into our predictions because next episode looks so good. Yeah. We finally go to Jamaica. The mid-season trailer is here.
Predictions.
The mid-season trailer is here. The trip is the best part. Even though it was all manufactured, the drinks aren't and the attitudes aren't. And it's all going to come out. Let's talk about what we think we're going to see. Do you think the Do you think it's going to end on a bang?
Yes, I think it's going to end in a bang. And I think my prediction is that Tamara and Shannon, yeah, that's going to be a big split.
That's where the bang is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
There's a lot of jealousy there, and there's a lot of things that they haven't hashed out that I think that's going to make for a good next episode.
Jealousy on Tamara because she's not getting all the fitness endorsements and everything?
I don't know. I think that might bother her a little bit.
And then it's Shannon for being oblivious and just continuing on the path and just being like, yes.
I predict we hear, you know, Shannon talking about them needing to celebrate her QVC line about 10 more times on the trip. I'm going to count two. But then I'm actually just really excited to see everyone's bathing suits because they really talked up their damn bathing suits today. Did. Kelly had 27 in her summer clothing box. Exactly. And Gina went and spent all of her money on gorgeous bathing suits for her trip she can't go on. Yeah.
I'm glad that they're going somewhere tropical this time because last season, did they go to Ireland?
Iceland.
Or Iceland? Yeah.
It's all about tropical. Show off those bodies. What you've been working out. Show what you've been working with. That is it for our after show. We'll be back next Monday where we will be making you crazy. I'm your host, Hollywood Leah. Make sure to check out on Sunday night HBO. I'm on the show Camping with Lena Dunham, Jennifer Gardner. I'm not on until episode 2, but it's going to be fantastic. It premieres on Sunday, October 14th. My time.
Hey, guys. I'm Maitha Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maitha and Shots of Sunset. Thursday night, we have a special guest from the show coming in. So watch.
Another one?
Yes.
We have Stop! MJ. Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me on social media right now at Thomas Rulina.
Hey guys, I'm Hayley Clover. You can follow me everywhere at Hayley Clover. And I'm also on the Shameless After Show panel on Sundays at 7.
Cast members leaving.
Oh.
Bye, After Buzzers.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.